Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Whoop, whoop.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead, which I probably haven't said enough times today. Because we haven't
had a lot of time to talk today.
Yeah, we just haven't. Like, obviously, we carried Arthur Blank's press conference in the 11 o'clock hour into the noon hour as the owner of the Falcons met with the media today in sort of a end-of-season wrap-up, getting ready for the next steps press conference, which is an NFL requirement. Didn't know until now, but now I do. And so it's required by the league.
It was still funny.
We didn't learn a ton from it. But he can't. He can't tell us anything because they haven't done anything yet. So we'll find more out about that throughout the weekend, I presume.
Yeah.
The other big thing that happened in the last 24 hours is the Hawks traded Trae Young. So two enormous things have happened in the last 3 days, and we're doing our best to react to all of it. We will get back into the Trae Young reaction, kind of reasons, what's next, all that kind of stuff in about 15 minutes at 1:20. Try to really spend some time on that. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Phone lines will be open if you want to call in and ask about Trae. You want to ask about anything you heard from Arthur Blank, you can do that. But when we get to the big story of the day, now we're going to let you hear Mike Conte, who sat down exclusively with Arthur Blank. So let's get to the big story. Oh, yeah. I would like to. There we go. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. And now you have an opportunity to listen to Mike Conte's one-on-one conversation with Falcons owner Arthur Blank.
Mr. Blank, thank you very much for doing this. I want you, if you're willing, to take me back now. 1 month ago today, the Falcons have lost to the Seahawks. The record is 4-9. It's confirmed that for the eighth straight year, the team is going to miss the postseason. What were your feelings? What were your emotions on that day?
My emotions that day were the same as during the season when we had other losses and, you know, frustrations that started with the early part of the season. Not so much about me, it's about our fans and about our organization and our players, and I think we're disappointed. I've certainly felt it from the community, but I felt it internally in every way as well. And I think sometime during that period of time is when we began to, you know, think about the organization, what are we going to do going forward, and can we achieve at a higher level? It's an expression that, you know, good is the enemy of great, and that's what we want, is great in all of our businesses and our sports businesses, and certainly the Falcons and soccer. That was my feelings at the time. It was very sympathetic and understanding and walking the same shoes our fans are.
In your book, you talk a lot about when you started Home Depot, customer feedback was really important to you, and you wrote about the Ben Hill calls that would be punched directly through to you. So I'm wondering, what feedback are you hearing from your customers right now, which I would say are the Falcons fans?
Well, I think the fans currently are probably feeling like, you know, they probably feel the same way. They, Raheem and Terry are two really fine individuals. I've known Raheem for 11 years, 6 years before with Dan, and then we went to L.A. and coming back here, and Terry for the last 5 years. I mean, these are really fine folks with good values, and they work their fanny off. I think that what they feel is that, you know, given the capacity of our players, the roster that we have on offense and defense, both young players and as well as some seasoned vets that we should be achieving at a higher level. And I agree with them. There's a whole series of factors that go into, you know, in the NFL, why teams win or lose or whatever, you know. But I felt at the end of the day that we needed to achieve at a higher level and we were capable of achieving at a higher level. And so we took some time and, you know, took an x-ray of the entire football side of our business, A through Z, and came up with a number of changes that we felt were appropriate to be able to compete at a very elite level. And part of that is this, you know, restructuring that we have with a new head coach, a new general manager, and a president of football. I want to be clear, it's not a president of football operations, it's a president of football. So anything that's a football and grass is going to be responsible to this person that we'll be hiring. And both the head coach and general manager report directly to that person.
Could you maybe clarify the difference between football and football operations? Yeah. Because that sounds similar to me.
Yeah, well, it's similar, but sometimes people think of operations as, well, it's, you know, it's the administrative stuff, it's the backroom stuff, it's what have you. This is everything that impacts football, which is, you know, everything a GM does, everything the head coach does, and everything that the organization does to support the team, which is a lot of things. Includes training, includes medical, includes facilities, includes a variety of other things. So it's giving that one person the responsibility, the final responsibility on how our team is going to be visioned, how it's going to operate, who's going to be held accountable, and holding them accountable for the kind of performance that Atlanta should expect from us.
In the letter that you sent out to fans Monday morning, you took some time to address Rich McKay's role with the Falcons and the football side going forward. I'm wondering maybe if you could elaborate on that and what input, if any, in Rich's role overseeing AMBSE as CEO, what input, if any, will he have in football decisions going forward?
Well, the answer is he will not have any. Just to get to the bottom line, but the reality is that Rich has had a long, successful career with us on the football side and on a variety of other things. We moved him off the football. He was involved in building our stadium. He's been involved with soccer. He's involved with a variety of, the World Cup coming to Atlanta, Super Bowl coming to Atlanta. He chairs the Metro Atlanta Chamber this coming year, which I did that for 1 year in 2002. And I can tell you that by itself is a full-time job. It's breakfast, lunch, dinners every night and series of meetings, and it represents Atlanta in the business community and politically. So he's got a very full plate. So he will not be involved in football going forward.
Has anything changed with your personal day-to-day oversight of the team? Are you at a stage right now where maybe you would like to change some of your day-to-day role? And has everything that's happened recently maybe delayed or amended those plans?
Well, I've never really had a day-to-day role. I mean, I'll continue to do the same things I've done before, which is be aware of what the team is doing, understand the vision, understand the strategy. I have an opportunity, if I can be supportive to the head coach, general manager, now the new president of football, I'll be there for that, not only resources-wise, but giving them any bit of advice or wisdom that I have based on 25 years of experience and in business beyond that, but in football. I expect to be fully supportive and take my cues from the president of football.
Your fans have been very patient, and it's been 8 years since the Falcons have made the playoffs. You're now bringing in a new president of football, a new general manager, a new coach. How much more patient do you think fans need to expect to be?
Well, if I was fans, I wouldn't be very patient at all. I mean, I can tell you that sitting here talking to you, Mike, I'm not. I'm not patient, and that's, you know, one of my virtues, or you could argue it's too much of a virtue or not a virtue, but I tend to be an impatient person, and I'm pretty demanding that way, and I think our fans should expect us to move forward this year. We have the players, in my opinion. It's one of the reasons, in my view, this was frustrating as it was this year, is that I felt we could have achieved at a higher level with the players that we do have on our roster. And we look forward to building even a stronger roster going forward, and and we'll hire the best head coach, the best general manager, and the best president of football that we can find.
The NFL is a very difficult league. Everyone's trying to win. Do you personally, though, have any regrets about any of the decisions that you made in the previous few years about who you put in place to be general manager, coach, or anywhere else in the organization?
Well, it's a very hard league, and it's designed that way for parity. You know, 50% of the games are decided by 7 points or less, 25% by 3 points or less, and you've got professional players and coaches on the other side as well. So it's one of the reasons come July and August, every person in America believes their team has a chance to go to the Super Bowl and compete in playoffs, et cetera, which is great for the league. But I think you make decisions at the time. It's easy to go back and look and, you know, with hindsight and put glasses on 2020, you get clarity and say, well, we should have done this, we should have done that. Obviously, we made some mistakes with this last round with Raheem and Terry, but they did a lot of good work for us as well, and that needs to be acknowledged, et cetera. And I think it's a credit to Raheem particularly, I would say, that during his last four games, that players continue to fight, play hard, fought. You know, I've been in situations where players kind of, you know, virtually they mail it in, not mail it in literally, but they're not as competitive. They're tapping themselves out of games. They're getting injured unnecessarily. They think they're injured. But, you know, we didn't have any of that. These guys fought like crazy and won the last four games, you know, and, you know, I give the players credit for that, but I give the coaching staff credit for that as well, the entire coaching staff. And I give Terry credit for that, to have the right players in the building that were able to commit that way.
Atlanta United, you're putting a tremendous amount of your personal resources into the team, the most expensive incoming player transfer before last season, and the team ended up finishing 29th out of 30 teams. What, from your perspective, went wrong?
Well, I mean, the most obvious one is that we didn't pick the right coach. I would say that, and I don't mean that in a mean way or whatever, but there wasn't a match between the players and the coach and the style of play, you know, all the things that, you know, that we all see. I think we brought back a coach who we know relates well to players. He's had a great history in Atlanta, had a great history beyond Atlanta, in Mexico and in Miami, and so... And we'll continue to churn the roster and work on it. And as our fans know, we're also seeking or interviewing for a president of soccer. And that'll be somebody at a very high level that'll oversee both Atlanta United and our new team, NWSL. That's not the name of the team. That's the name of the league. We don't have a name yet for the team.
I know you are going to be extremely busy over the next couple days and weeks. I think the listeners of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game really appreciate your opportunity to take the time and speak to them directly. So thank you very much.
Well, you know, I thank 92.9, and I thank our fans in both of the sports for their ongoing support and trust and confidence that we will produce for them, and I'm quite sure we will. So appreciation for them, and everybody have a great new year, and not only personally, but, you know, professionally in the world of sports.
So that's Falcons owner and obviously Atlanta United owner Arthur Blank talking to Mike Conte, exclusive one-on-one. Now, he had the press conference earlier, but he only sat down with Mike, so we certainly appreciate that. And you sort of
heard a
clarification.
I got it now. Okay. And great job by Mike, because Mike clarified what I wanted to know.
Great follow-up question
from
Mike.
Yes, the president. The president position was made for Matt Ryan. That is a position for a athlete, somebody who's been on, like he even said, on the grass.
Yeah.
That's what that's about. So the people that are, quote-unquote, interviewing for the president, no. Yeah. That's a formality. Matt Ryan, that job was made for Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
He keeps saying – on the grass. This ain't no Matt going to be out there scouting and all those other things. No, Matt is focused on the team, not the draft. Well, obviously, draft, whatever. I got it now. Okay.
So helping to clarify the vision,
yes,
which was what the firm that they hired identified as one of their biggest problems.
Yes.
So there wasn't a lot of clarity in the vision.
This position was made for Matt Ryan. All those other people that say they're interviewing for the president?
Right.
Not true.
Yes, those are
not true.
Those are boxes that you must check.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll get all of those interviews taken care of over the next couple of days, and then Matt will be hired over the weekend, and then they can go from there.
Because ain't no general manager going to be the president of the grass.
Right.
I want to be the general manager in the scout.
But doesn't the coach want to be the president of the grass?
You would think so.
Now, again, it's a little unorthodox, but look, whatever, man. What they've been doing has been orthodox, and it hasn't been working.
Yep.
So let's try unorthodox.
Yeah, let's go outside the box.
Yeah, okay. I like that a little bit. Outside the box thinking never hurt anybody.
But damn sure didn't.
All right, again, thanks to Arthur Blank, obviously, for that time, and great work from Mike Conti for executing the interview. And, again, the follow-up question, for all you young journalists out there, the follow-up question is almost always better than the first question asked, if you're a good listener, which Conti is. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about Trae Young being traded by the Hawks last night. What happens next for the Hawks after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead, 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open, and there's a lot of different places that you all can take it. Obviously, anything is on the table, but with Trae Young getting traded yesterday, and we'll get back into that in just a couple of minutes. Obviously, Falcons owner Arthur Blank met with the media and sat down with Mike Conti today, and you've heard both of those, so you may have questions regarding that. We'll get to all of your phone calls and questions in about 15 minutes from now. There's also a college football playoff game tonight, which we spent 0 seconds talking about, understandably. Yeah. We'll react to it tomorrow and preview the Friday night game that's here in Atlanta, too. But, yeah, busy, busy week in Atlanta sports.
You know, obviously we're out and about. Some listeners, I wanted to give a shout-out to Rack. It's from Griffin. They were listening on the way up here to sit at the bar. He said, "Don't give me some cigars."
Oh, great.
Yeah, if you knew we were going to be here, he said he's going to bring some cigars. And then to the lovely Miss Marcy, she did God's
work. Yeah, Marcy knows us.
Yes, Marcy knows us. She's friends with a couple of my people, JV and his wife. But, yes, thank you so much, Miss Marcy. We do appreciate it. As we get closer to the 2 o'clock hour, your gift will be received.
Will be received.
Yes, your gift will be received.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And shout out to there was a listener named Carl.
Carl.
Carl had all his polo.
Yeah, Carl was Carl. Yeah. Carl hot as hell outside.
Carl looked like he was ready to go on a boat trip.
Carl had a long sleeve and then the sweater over shirt.
Sweater over with like some nice shades and a polo
he was
hat.
Clean.
Yeah, he was. Carl was looking like he was going yachting.
And then my man over here, who is a Dolphin fan, who loves me. How you doing? I appreciate you, my guy. So, yeah, it's been a fun Thursday. Keep forgetting it's Thursday, by the way, because we're never up here.
I know. We're here Thursday, which is unusual. Normally it's Friday. Yeah. It's also kind of the first full week back without the holidays the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
There's also been a million things going on.
It's been a crazy week. it's been a crazy week here in Atlanta, man.
Falcons firing everybody on Sunday, and now the search is ongoing.
But I'm sure. Sure. I figured out. And again, Mike Conti with the follow up on the president part of it is really telling, because you don't want to put the operations on it because everything that entails with that. This is all about football. This is the practice. This is game operation. Now, no, that's just what head coach does. But maybe they got another.
Maybe that's an indicator that it's a first timer.
Maybe they got something different. But I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. But yet, I understand now that this is technically maybe listed as a front office position, but it is. Okay. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. It's a president. He'll have people around him. Yeah. It's also a front facing position, which I understand why the Falcons would want to put Matt Ryan front and center, given what he means to the franchise and the current situation that the franchise is in. I understand all of it.
Yes.
I hope that it works.
That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. I want it to work.
I will say the same thing about the Trae Young trade yesterday.
Yeah.
I understand how we got here. I think it was sort of a long walk to get here. I think the most important things that happened recently to lead to yesterday were them getting that draft pick last offseason from the Pelicans, the unprotected pick that may end up being the number one pick, sort of changes your ability to go forward with potentially a different star. Jalen Johnson emerging and sending the contract extension.
That Trey, was smart.
Trey, exactly, it was. It was really well timed. Trey and the team not able to come to a contract this offseason. And then,
do you think they were working towards one?
Well, I think they were trying to.
You think so? Okay.
Well, we know they were talking.
But my thing is, was there effort behind it? Because we know Trey to me seemed like he was max or nothing.
Sure.
And they were like,
no. Yeah.
How about this?
Uh-huh. I think they probably went back and forth. Think, I don't know. What's the difference? Like,
what I'm saying is, like, was it Trey? I want this. I want the max because I think I'm a max player. I don't want anything less than that.
Yeah.
And I think the Hawks maybe came in with less.
Yeah. Well, then there's also, like, different types, right? Like, you can do the shorter max.
Yes, 3 years, right?
Yeah, like LeBron's done a number of times.
Right.
Or you can do the super max if he were to get on an all-NBA team this year, which obviously was wiped out when he missed all the games that he missed. And then Jalen Johnson emerged as the best player on the team.
Yeah, like that's, I mean, he's an all-star.
That's the thing that's happened over the course of the first 40 or so games, and I think that's probably the money is probably the most important part of it, because Trey would have signed a max contract before the season if they would have offered it to
correct
him. He would have loved to have been here. If they would have done that in season, he would have done the same thing.
Yes, because they was like the deadline was around October, wasn't it?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't know all the details of that, but I would say probably that's the biggest part of it. But then the Hawks now, for the first time in Trey's tenure, have a guy that you can. Because the DeJounte thing was never real. I know there was a lot of people that were like, well, trade Trey and build around DeJounte.
Oh, God.
Come on. Like, you know, you guys watch back. I mean, DeJounte's a nice player.
Oh,
but
God.
Come on. This is a player where you can actually do that with Jalen Johnson. I mean, he's the prototypical guy that teams build around.
Correct.
And
he's on a damn team-friendly
deal. Yeah, he's on a nice deal, and he's 24
I think it was you or Mike that said this, that the most valuable thing the Hawks have right now is Jalen Johnson in that pick.
Yeah, those are 1A and 1 and 2.
Yes, the most important thing. Now, they have some situations where this doesn't seem like they're done as far as the Hawks.
No,
and meaning that not done by the trade deadline. You hear the name Anthony Davis, that's out there. Yeah. And, okay.
Risky.
Yes, very, very risky.
But I get it.
But then you're at a position where, okay, as good as a Congo has been playing, I know that's great insurance of Anthony Davis. Because Anthony Davis is coming to be your star center, right?
Yeah,
we know he wants to be. We know he wants to be the four. We understand that.
We
understand that.
I don't know. But they could maybe play together. Okongwu and Anthony Davis could be on the floor together.
Okay,
I think they could.
I think there will be times.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
I know. It's harder.
You know what I mean?
It's harder to design a starting lineup with those guys out there at the same time. It's also hard to design the perfect starting lineup right now. Given I know Nikhil Alexander Walker has been a really good point guard in Trey's absence. They're also using Jalen as the point guy a lot of times. I still think that's a spot where you could add before the deadline, because you don't need a guy that can score.
Oh, you need somebody to facilitate.
Who can facilitate, maybe play a little bit of defense.
Feisty, Andy.
Exactly.
Feisty.
And there's guys out there that are like that we've talked about for years.
Feisty.
It'll be just a matter of if they go out and do it. And then there's the matter of the guys that are coming in. Like, you traded Trey for something. It wasn't for future draft picks or for money.
Yeah.
C.J. McCollum is coming in.
Weren't they trying to make him a point? Weren't they trying to make him a point guard?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of done that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At times with the Pelicans.
Okay.
I wouldn't. You don't want that.
Did
really.
You know Zion was playing last night?
Freaky Z was out there.
I had no clue. Freaky Z was out there, man. That boy, though, man. I tell you,
I'm just glad that you brought that up.
My
so
boy,
I could call him Freaky Z.
My boy, be here. He said the perfect thing, dog. You need to get out before you get that money. Get it up out you, man, before you get that money. yeah, man.
Yes.
I don't believe it, though. I don't believe it. But this time, now the time before with Ant Booty. Yeah, I believe that.
Okay.
But this one right here.
Well, they have tests that can prove it.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'll tell you off air about that.
Okay.
But, no, I think, you know, and I was reading some more stuff up there. A lot of people in Washington don't think Trey's going to play.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
not like at all.
Yeah, because of the knee.
With the
injury stuff.
Yeah.
Because they still want to be bad.
I think that's a legitimate. And if I'm him,
they still want to be bad.
Now that's an opt-in situation.
Yes,
right.
They still want to be bad.
Yeah. So that's a. Oh, you know what? That wouldn't be crazy if they just decided to sort of chalk it up. Hey, his knee is so bad he can't play the rest of the year.
Right.
He opts into the 50 mil. Then they have a year with all those young guys and him to see what it is. It's a lot of pressure on a year.
Yeah, man.
But that's where he's at right now. I mean, this to me, if we want to go down the Trey path for a minute and then we'll get back to the Hawks and what they do, Trey's at a real crossroads in his career where he either is able to convince Washington that he's a max guy. That's
correct. This is one of the reasons why he went there.
Yeah, because they've got the money. They're one of the few teams with the youth on their roster and the money to spend by trading CJ, and probably there's probably some other contracts.
Middleton's on there, right?
Yeah. Chris Middleton is there. If he can convince them that he's a max future player for their team, great. Or Trey starts to bounce around. Like there's another path where Trey now in the second half of his career plays for four or five different teams and kind of has to know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, his position is it. And I remember everybody got on. Remember when Kevin Durant sometime last year was talking about guys under 6 feet, hard to win, build around, win championships and everything. Everybody tried to go at him.
How could anyone argue with that?
Exactly.
It's so obviously factual based on NBA history.
Yes, it's actual. Yeah. And I don't think Kevin Durant was taking those shots at Trey. He was just talking
true.
Just talking.
The NBA is built on size and versatility.
Big guys that can do multiple things.
Yeah, man.
All right. and hopefully the Hawks have that. And Jalen, I know you have a situation where I love Nall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But is he going to be a starting point guard going forward?
I don't think that's what you want.
But is there somebody out there to replace? Now, I won't say replace because he's going to be here because he's a great piece to what they want to do here in Atlanta.
But I think ideally he was your sixth man.
Right.
Now, right now he isn't. Again, I don't know how they're going to play it. They'll tinker with it a little bit. And the deadline is still about a month away, too, if they want to add. CJ McCollum, to me, has always been an ideal sixth man.
Right.
He's never been one. Because he's always been on a big contract on a team where he's kind of the second guy. CJ McCollum is a bucket getter, really. Like, he's not a great defender. He's, you know, he can distribute, but he's not really a point guard. He's more of a two. And he could score. I mean, he put 50 on the Hawks this year.
He did.
You know? So it's a nice guy to have coming off your bench if that's the direction they go. I don't know. Maybe they ask him to start and they put Nikhil Alexander-Walker back on the bench. I don't know. It's interesting. Corey Kispert can shoot too, but that's kind of what he is.
Because
they'll probably trade
Luke Kennard
and then Kispert's kind of that guy.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. He's kind of that shooter off the bench because it does seem like they're moving on from Kennard, and Porzingis probably expiring. I don't think Kennard has expiring. I think he's in 1 year. Is it in 1 year?
Kennard, yeah. But then Kispert, I think has a couple years.
Okay, as you were saying, so it doesn't look like the Hawks are done making moves. But yeah, it's still still crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy that the Trae Young era is over and this is how it ends. And unfortunately, and I know people will say, well, this is what Atlanta does to their stars. Look around, man. This tends to be the end for stars, unfortunately. Like, it's a trade or a free agency or whatever. Most people don't get to ride off into the sunset.
That's true.
The way that they want it. And, you know, unfortunately, Trae didn't. Best to him on his next.
He gonna come light their ass up, ain't he?
At some point, he's gonna score a lot of points on the Hawks.
Yeah,
like there's no question. He might not play the rest of the year except for that one game on February 24th,
exactly.
And he's gonna come in here pulling from the damn logo.
He's gonna be so much down.
Oh man, he's gonna be frozen.
He's gonna be frozen. He's gonna be damn. He's gonna be looking like Wesley Snipes and Demolition Man. Damn frozen. He's gonna be damn big.
You can count on it. That's our luck. All right. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 9.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
22-9 the game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. So I try to scarf down this lunch during the commercial break. Delicious food here at Twin Peaks, by the way. I always get the turkey avocado sandwich.
Yes.
Highly recommend.
Yes.
Tater tots, wonderful. What do we got? You got the steak salad.
Yeah, I got steak
which
salad,
I love.
Which was unbelievable.
Dave got the pizza.
And he's over here eating it with a damn knife and a damn fork.
I know.
With a knife and a damn fork.
No, let him defend himself.
I don't want him to defend himself. Does that not look like a knife and fork?
It does have pizza on it.
Okay, then. No, we don't want you to defend yourself. All right.
He was like, to hell with it. I don't go back to eating this pizza.
But, yeah, stuff's getting messier and messier up there in Washington, man.
The Huskies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting really messy. It's getting real messy.
It is. Damon Williams' agent has fired him, I guess, or he got fired, or however that works.
Yes. He's retained counsel. Let the boy go, man. Let the boy go.
We're rooting for the Washington legal team.
But no, I'm not letting the kid play. No, I'm not going to let – you know what? But I want my money, though.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm dictating the buyout. Give me y'all give me $7 million. You can have – damn right, I'm going to do that.
Uh-huh. No, I know. Whatever – I don't know. It's all
– yeah, I'm damn sure doing it.
Sure. Yep. I hope that – I don't know.
Yep.
I'm
– give me $7 million.
I hate all of it
so much,
Randy. I hate it all so much. It's all so gross. All right. There are some phone lines available if you guys want to jump on hold at 404-726-0929. But we will start with Jordan in Peachtree City. Hey, Jordan.
Andy, Randy, my guys, how you guys doing today? Let me start by saying the best show, sports talk show on the radio. Let me just mention this. Yesterday you talked about there was a possibility that Trae Young was going to get traded. You was like, it's going to happen this weekend. So I told my son, because the last night game was a part of my 10-game package. We sit right behind the bench. Right behind the bench. I'm watching Trae Young hug. I was like, wow, he's in a good mood. Don't seem like he's about to get traded. So late, middle fourth quarter, my son goes, oh, no. And I said, what? They just did it. And I said, watch. He going to leave that bench in about 2-3 minutes. Maybe 5 minutes. He left, but he did come back. Mm-hmm. And at first I was against the trade, but I think it's going to work out. At least I hope it works out. Because, you know, maybe not this year, maybe in the next couple of years, I think it's going to work out. And Trae had to go follow that money, man. He had to go follow the money.
All right, Jordan.
All right, Jordan.
I do. Okay. It would have been fun. I don't know. I got my neighbor is a season ticket holder, and he invited me the other day, and I was like, no, I can't. But I kind of wish I had been in there. That would have been really interesting to be in there for that.
It was funny because my kid came downstairs. I was like, he's like, Dad, they traded Trae. I was like, yeah, man. I was like, man, like, my wife's not a big sports person. She's like, really? Mm-hmm. Isn't he like their best player? I was like, yeah. Well, he was their best player.
Yeah, he was.
Everything like that. But, yeah, why is he still sitting on the bench? I don't know. I don't know.
You could kind of see, like, when it happened, people had video, I guess, from earlier, pregame and stuff. Like, he had a pretty good sense that it was going. Like, he wasn't surprised that happened yesterday.
No.
It is still kind of weird that they couldn't wait till after the game to let that news out to Shams and all those guys. But there was video of him shaking hands and having some pretty, like, clear, like, heartfelt type conversations with folks around courtside. So, yeah, he knew, and you know, he and his representation wanted it, and the Hawks were amenable to it, and there you have it. I mean, it's not a bad breakup. It doesn't sound like that. Who knows? We'll see. That's what they say now. Mm. You know, we'll see how bad it is on February 24th when Trae comes back.
Exactly. Yeah. Bombs over Baghdad.
All right, Andy is in Atlanta. Hey, Andy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Randy, hello. I was wondering, man, I ain't going to keep you all long, man. I was just wondering if you could pound the table for me and get Matt Ryan to hire me as his secretary, and that's all I got to ask for, my friend. All right, I'll talk to you later.
What are Andy's qualifications?
Yeah, how many minutes? Words per minute?
Yeah, what's your words per minute, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, how's your coffee making skills?
What's your proficiency with Excel spreadsheets?
Yeah, man. Do you believe in these, like, if a ladybug is on your table, that's good luck?
If that's what
I think they're going to.
That's what you're telling me.
I think they're going to pick up the bill today.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we have to pay for this. Because
we got a ladybug right
there.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to have to pay for this wonderful lunch.
I never heard that they were good luck, but that's great. Do you know what my mom used to say when ladybugs would land? She would get it on her hand and say, "Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire and your kids are alone," which is dark.
That's very
really
dark.
Yeah. I don't know why that was her.
Way to go, Barb. Yeah, Barb to messed up my whole perception of damn ladybugs.
Your house is on
now.
Fire and your kids are alone.
Yeah, that ain't good.
I never thought about it really that much until I was like, there was a ladybug on our porch and I was about to say it. And I was like, I better not say that in front of Lily.
Damn, Barb.
She's going to think all these ladybugs' kids are going to burn in the fire. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Damn.
Fellas, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Man, do y'all really want street clothes, Anthony Davis, man?
No, we didn't say that.
I thought the best ability was availability. Where have you been available? You can't.
It's not
me,
the best ability,
you, and
important.
Andy can count all hands and toes how many games he done played in the last 4 or 5 years. Come on, man. That's all I got
all right.
to say.
Hey, hold on. What's his name?
That was Corey. And
all right, Corey. Cool. No, I mean, he might stay healthy here.
Yeah. Well, look here. You try. All right. So you're getting street clothes, Anthony Davis. For whatever.
They got red clay. That Georgia red clay, man.
Which is true. Turpentine
it's
and red
turpentine
clay.
Red clay.
You yeah, probably had to try that out. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Now that red clay.
It's right.
There we go. We convinced Corey. Thank you, Corey. But I mean, you'd be moving. Kristaps Porzingis,
yes.
Who also doesn't play.
Yeah.
Now, again, I know Anthony Davis has more years on his deal, but look, I don't know. Anthony Davis, when healthy, is one of the best players in the NBA.
When he's healthy,
but
he's
I know
one
he's
the
almost
best.
Never healthy.
But the thing about he got it, his thing is he looks. Remember coming to season how fat he looked and stuff?
He was looking.
He was very.
He might have just been a bad angle.
He was inspired, dude. Uninspired. He was like, man, damn this man. I don't know.
Yeah.
So hopefully he get in shape in Atlanta. Or go over to 24-hour fitness or go over to Run and Shoot.
Yeah.
I don't think Run and Shoot would open anymore.
The Emory Health, the little facility they have over there is great. Yeah. How crazy would it be, though, play this out, if the Hawks get Anthony Davis because Anthony Davis got traded to the Mavericks for Luka.
Yes.
Who got Luka from the Hawks
yes.
for Trey.
Yes.
And the Hawks can get Anthony Davis from the Mavericks because they
baby.
Traded Trey.
Full circle.
It's all – just wait. It
Full
all
circle.
Comes back.
Full circle.
Time's a flat circle.
Full circle.
Rod is in Atlanta. Hey, Rod.
Hey, how y'all guys doing today, man?
Hello, Rod.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, hey, man, I wish Anthony Davis all the best when he played in Kentucky. Right now, I don't want to buy $180,000 Mercedes-Benz just to listen to Mary J. Blige. You know, last night I was watching the game. I watched the game avidly. But I seen Trey tell DC Youngboy. I seen DC Youngboy tell Trey, damn, dog. Like, it was like he was saying, damn, man. I wish you wanna leave it. That it wasn't no words, but he was saying something like, damn, dog, I wish you wanna leave. That was like he came out of his mouth. But I told my girl that when I was looking at the game, I said, he just told Trey. I said, Trey finna be gone. Damn it. I didn't even know he got traded yesterday. I didn't hear it till this morning when I woke up. I wouldn't sleep after the game because I was too excited. I was glad to see him win.
But, right, Rod, appreciate
thank
it,
Rod.
Rod. Thanks, Rod. Yeah, thanks for that.
All right, bro.
So it's not even Shams that reported it. It was – who was he said? It was DC Youngfly?
Yeah.
He reported it.
Yeah, I mean, him and Trey went and embraced each other and everything like that, and it looked like the farewell embrace.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it looked like the farewell embrace.
All right, Travis is in Macon. Hey, Travis.
Back town.
Hey, man. Andy Randy. I'm about
What's
to
up,
solve
Travis?
An old mystery from an old show of y'all's. Man, I've been trying to call y'all for years about this. Y'all had somebody at the office that was leaving 1 second on the microwave.
Oh,
and I think
yes.
it was Andy.
Oh, no.
Andy, you think it was me?
Andy never, I don't
yeah,
think Andy
man,
ever used
yeah,
a microwave.
I think it was
yeah,
you.
Tell me why. Tell
at
me
the
why.
Time, you had napping children, and it's always the napping parents that come and don't let the microwave go beep, beep, beep to wake the baby.
Okay.
I'm saying it was you, Andy. Come
That's
clean.
Pretty solid right there.
That's a good theory,
Come
Travis.
That's a great theory. That's a great theory.
It's a good theory. The only thing I bring to the office to eat is an apple.
Yeah, Andy, I don't think Andy's ever used the microwave. We need to get the microwave fixed because
no one's using it now.
No one's using it now. And it's stressing my boy Bo out because he can't heat up his damn burritos.
I still want Bo to buy that.
Well, we can't find the part.
Yeah, we can't find the right.
Yeah, and Donna found one because she was looking on Facebook Market. I was like, man, I'll go buy the boys up there, microwave. I stopped using it a while ago.
We got the fuses. Yeah. We just don't have the drill bit.
Yes.
Because the microwave has like a six-sided starred screw.
With the little,
but then there's
with
a little hole in the middle of it.
With the nipple on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's impossible to get off there. So we got to get the right bit.
It wasn't me. No, it was Dylan.
It was Dylan?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a good theory, though, because you don't want, if you're trying to be really quiet with napping kids.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to, at least I subscribe to that.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
My wife, who gets up earlier than everybody, doesn't necessarily subscribe to the keep it quiet.
Dude.
This morning, she was using the vacuum on the coffee machine at 5:45, which, you know, whatever. Sometimes you got to vacuum out the coffee pot.
Damn that. Don't get me started with that. Opening
like,
damn curtains and stuff. Opening curtains and everything. I'm Ninja Part 3, Dominatrix trying to get out of there not to wake your ass
trust
up.
Me. I know.
Ugh.
All right. Xavier is in Riverdale. Hey, Xavier. She's texting.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Zay?
Hey, all I was going to say is to that last, I think it was Corey. The first part I was going to say is the reason Anthony Davis ain't been how we want him to be or how, what we projected him to be or what we hope he'd be, wherever he been, ain't had no lemon pepper like Atlanta got. And no shake
I'm telling jakes. You.
Once he get down here to the shake jakes and them lemon pepper lose, he going to be just fine. He's going to be just fine.
I hope so because, yeah.
And all I was going to say, and another thing, about Trey, it's been so many more people, Trey. I understand we wanted a superstar that everybody could relate to and just have something that Atlanta could hold on to. But you know how many more better players been traded than Trey Young? Like, we got all flash and no hardware. So it's like, it's okay. We can give him his flowers for what he done. But if we're going to move in a direction trying to win, and you did anything for 8 years unsuccessfully, obviously you're going to try to do something else. It ain't no disrespect to Trey.
Yeah,
you
no, I agree with that sentiment completely.
We agree with it completely.
I think celebrate the successes that he had. The high water mark is quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And I think the NBA is a bit different now even than it was then. And you've tried a couple different ways to make it work for 5 years, and it hasn't. So you move on, and I think they'll probably be fine.
We all talked about stores you don't go to with your wife. Don't ever go to that store right there. I just saw Five Below. Don't ever go in there.
Dude, I know.
Don't
I've
ever.
Made that mistake
don't,
many
you,
times.
Oh, never.
That store.
Never again.
Don't go to that store with your kids.
That's what I'm saying. They were like, Dad, can we go? I was like, yeah, let's go. Come on.
Because everything's cheap.
I ain't going.
But they want everything.
I ain't never going there again.
I did get a nice cheap football, though.
Wow.
That was nice.
You'll never catch Randy in there.
No, I know. It's not. It's not ever. It's not a good store.
No.
Josh is in Swanee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks to you for taking my call. Long-time listener. Congratulations on the success you guys had last year with your show. I've been listening to Andy's
Department
Mentality. I have two questions, one for Andy and Randy and then one for Bo. First question, with all the turnaround that we've been talking about with Atlanta sports teams, which one do you think is going to bring a title first? And then for Bo, movie theater tickets were up 15% from the previous year. With the Murderers Row lineup of movies coming out this year with Dune 3, The Odyssey, Avengers Doomsday, what movie are you looking forward to sit down and see in a theater the most? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Josh.
What the hell you mean, Josh? I like Dune. I'm a movie buff.
15%, huh? How come? Everything's up, though.
Yeah.
Everything's expensive. Who's going to win a championship next?
The Braves.
Yeah. I think it's going to be the Falcons.
Uh-oh. Well, Uncle Dave. Uncle,
I think it'll be the Falcons.
Uncle Dave's chiming in because Uncle Dave, he said I couldn't be a Hawks fan when I was a kid because they traded Dominique.
I do remember
that.
Yeah,
you remember that? So, yeah, he mad. Bad move by the Hawks. Uncle Dave. All right, man.
Yeah, no, I got a lot of tweets about the date that Dominique was traded, like at 94, whatever the date was. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle was like, we ain't rooting for the damn Hawks no more, nephew.
At Bo, what's the movie that you're most excited
for? If I had to pick one movie of all the ones coming out in 2026, I think it's got to be Avengers Doomsday, which is not coming out until December. But
that's
going to be the most anticipated movie of the year, I think.
Is that the one that the preview for was on Avatar?
Yep.
Okay.
They got the countdown and everything. They got four different trailers for it. Yeah, man. Should be exciting.
All right. Cool. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Uh, Mark Raimondi better watch out for Joe. Mm-hmm. He's coming for you, dog.
Joe batting second in the lineup today. I know, man. And got called out by name.
Yes.
Mark and
Joe,
then Joe Patrick. That was pretty good. Hey, it's a good luck day. We had a ladybug on the table.
Yes.
And so.
Ladybug's family dies when they're around.
It's all coming up Andy and Randy.
Well, let's see. So, no general manager wants to be president of the grass. And
I'm just saying.
Change for the sake of change is very penal in the NFL.
I did chuckle when Arthur Blank said penal.
Yes,
because I'm a child. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you. Oh, you got one? Okay. Oh,
go ahead.
You hate to see a bad boozy or a sad boozy.
You hate to see a sad boozy. You hate to see a sad boozy. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.